Good morning. So this morning we're reading from Daniel chapter 11, verse 1 to 45. And we're covering the subject of intelligence, which is a physical earth suit general need, right? So, to read this properly, we need to start from verse 1, and we need to read this all the way through, because you're only going to pick up where the intelligence lies at little pieces in between, but certainly by the end, right? Now, when you start a chapter and when you start a verse and it starts with a connecting word, you have to go backwards, right? So chapter 11, verse 1 starts also. Well, so we need to go back a little bit further. All right, so we go back to the previous chapter, chapter 10. Keep going back to verse 14. And we come to the word now. Right, so we start from there. Chapter 10, verse 14. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, and yet the vision for days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, like the similitude of the sons of men, touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake, and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision, my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remaineth no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. All right, so to give you a bit more context, Daniel gets this vision and it just really terrifies him. He doesn't know what to do about it, right? So he fasts. And he fasts by not eating anything in terms of pleasant bread and any of those things. And he also doesn't really take much care of himself. He's really upset about what's been happening. And an angel then comes, which is Gabriel. Gabriel, the angel, then comes to explain this to him, right? But of course, an angel is really terrifying sight. And so he can't speak. He's like dumb. He doesn't know how to speak. So his lips are then touched and he's then able to speak. And he's set at ease in a way. And so he's saying, please help me to understand what I've seen. I've seen this terrible vision and I'm afraid, right? From verse 18 of chapter 10. Then they came again and touched me like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, your prince. The Archangel Michael is the prince of Israel, right? Then we get into 11 verse 1. And remember, we're talking about intelligence. So now we'll read this all through. Also in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than all, and by his strength through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. And a mighty king shall stand up and shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and shall be divided toward the four winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up, even for others besides those. And the king of the south shall be strong, and of his princes, and he shall be strong above him, and have dominion, his dominion a great dominion. And in the end of years they shall join themselves together, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not retain the power of the arm, neither shall he stand, nor his arm. But he shall be given up, and they that bought her, and he that begat her, and he that strengthened her in times. But out of a branch of her roots shall stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and shall prevail, and shall also carry captives into Egypt, their gods with their princes, with their precious vessels of silver and of gold. And he shall continue years than the king of the north. So the king of the south shall come into kingdom, and shall return into his own land. But his sons shall be stirred up, and shall assemble a multitude of great forces, and shall certainly come, and overflow, and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up to his fortress, and the king of the south shall be moved with choler, and shall come forth and fight with him, with the king of the north, and he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. When he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down 10,000s, but he shall not be strengthened. For the king of the north shall return, and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come after certain years with a great army and with much riches. Verse 14. And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall. So the king of the north shall come and cast up a mount, and take the most fenced cities, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither strength to withstand. But he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land, which by his hand shall be consumed. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom, and upright ones with him. Thus shall he do, and he shall give him the daughter of woman, corrupting her, but she shall not stand, neither be for him. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles, and shall take many, but a prince of his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own reproach he shall cause to turn upon him. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall, and not be found. Okay, so just before verse 20. Now, this gives a history of everything that's pretty much taken place to date, right? And when you look at intelligence, one of the problems that you sit with is the time dimension. You can be looking at something that is intelligence for a previous time and it makes sense in that time. You look at intelligence for something that's taking place in our time and we can then understand it and apply it, right? So this so far has been talking about everything that took place from Daniel's time, which was before Christ, long before Christ, and all the way through and over the last 2,000 years, right? Now we get to the point whereby there are things that are going to take place. that are in our time. And it's important to understand what it is that's going to take place. But again, we're missing other components to just the words that were given, right? Even Daniel, in his time, did not fully understand what was being spoken here because he did not have the context required for our time in his space. But this was written to cover this whole period, right? So, God being outside of time, he can tell us everything from beginning to end. And that's exactly what he did with the vision that he gave Daniel, and now with the explanation of that vision. So the vision was in chapter 10, and the explanation is now in chapter 11, right? Now we get to verse 20, and now we're hitting our time, right? Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes, the glory of the kingdom. And whenever we're talking about the kingdom, we are talking about Israel. When we're talking about the king of the south, we're talking about Israel, right? Or we're talking about whoever's in charge of Israel. If we're talking about the prince of the covenant, then that prince of the covenant is Jesus, but it's also whoever is representing Jesus in Israel. You have to be careful here because the government of Israel is for abortion and all sorts of stuff like that, that actually God doesn't stand for that at all. So you can't say it's the prince of Israel. It's the prince of the covenant with Israel. The covenant is all about this land has been given to these people by God. And he's the creator of the entire universe. If he wants to give this land to these people, then he can do so. The whole world cannot like it, be upset about it. Satan can be upset about it. It's irrelevant. If God says so, God says so. And that's the covenant. And that's why people hate this covenant. Because God has made it on this planet, right? Which means this planet still belongs to him. People don't like that. Anyway, we carry on. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes, the glory of the kingdom, but within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant, and after the league with him he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small people. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do, which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds even for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his courage against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they shall forecast devices against him. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And both these kings' hearts to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end at the time appointed. Then shall he return into his land with great riches, and his heart against the holy covenant, and he shall do, and return to his own land. At the time appointed he shall return, and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. For the ships of Shittim shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved, and return, and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. Right. So we're seeing at the moment these naval forces of the Americans that are in the Gulf there. And they are coming against all of those areas there that are against Israel. Now, what he does then is he then goes back and he has intelligence with those who also forsake the Holy Covenant, right? So it's interesting here. It's not just that they have indignation against the Holy Covenant. He's now having intelligence with them that forsake the Holy Covenant. So there's a group of nations that used to believe in the Holy Covenant, and they are going to forsake it, and they're going to join hands with everyone but Israel. Right? That's what we see happening here. And arms, that is armies and all sorts of weapons, etc. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and they shall take away the daily. Now, notice that it says here, and they shall take away the daily. The word sacrifice is in italics, so that's people's guesses as to what that is, right? So when they're talking about the daily, it is something that is daily, right? Start that again. An arm shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and they shall take away the daily, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil, days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be helped with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries, and of them of understanding shall fall, to try them, and to purge, and to make white, to the time of the end, because yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god. That's lower G God. And shall speak marvelous things against the God, capital G, God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God, capital G, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of woman, nor regard any God, low G God, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, and a God whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver, and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange God, whom he shall acknowledge, increase with glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many, and shall divide the land for gain. Now, important to understand here, this can't be a Muslim person as the Antichrist. It can't be. It's got to be somebody, even if he claims to be Muslim, it's got to be somebody who actually is going to honor something as God that is not Muhammad. It's not Jesus. It's not anybody else. Right? The God that he's going to honor is going to need, this is what this God needs, right? He's going to need gold, silver, precious stones, pleasant things. Now, if you look at AI, it needs gold, it needs silver, it needs various minerals, etc., to be able to make the various platters and components, etc., for the data centers and for all these other things. So it's my conjecture that when we are looking at this, the God of forces, It is the data, the artificial intelligence, etc. That's who this Antichrist is in fact going to be using, right? Verse 14. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of the gold and of silver and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy, and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Then if you read chapter 12, you get how in fact this Antichrist is in fact then destroyed, right? Now you'll notice there's just so many moving parts here, so many things that are taking place, so many pieces of information that are missing context, right? And when we look at all these missing pieces and we look at everything there, we can stick this together in any way, shape, or form, just about, and come up with all sorts of things. Right? Intelligence doesn't allow you to do that. Intelligence doesn't allow you to just simply slap things together. Intelligence says, no, hang on, this doesn't work. And it's this doesn't work thing that is inside us, deep inside us, that we need to listen to, because that deep thing within inside us is bringing to the surface. It's bringing to the surface something going on at a spiritual level that we can't make sense of. Now, we've got to be careful with this, because if you are dabbling around in the occult and all those sort of things, the thing that's going to speak to you is of evil origin, right? And when you look at the word demon, demon means intelligence, right? It's a type of intelligence. And so you can have these intelligences, so to speak, sitting within you, and they can speak through you, they can speak into your mind, and they can give you these feelings that actually this is how it works, this is how it works, etc. They can provide you insights and even dreams and so on and so forth to lead you in certain directions and to help you to create things for them, right? But that's not the intelligence that you want to apply. The intelligence that you want to apply is God's intelligence. And God's intelligence requires that for you to make sense of these things, you need to go back to the Bible and start from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and read the whole thing through, all the way to the end. Revelation 22, verse 21, I think it is. And then you start again, and you read it again. And the more times you read this, the more the patterns fall into place. The more you begin to see what true intelligence really is. And it is way beyond what any of the evil side can do. And why is it way beyond it? Because it is the Holy Spirit that gives true intelligence. Now, when you look at something as complexly written, so to speak, as this, and it is going to make a lot of sense looking backwards, but leave so much open to potential thought, and maybe this will be this, maybe that will be that, then we go to the question, well, Lord, why did you even give this to us? You see, God wants you to be able to look back and see him. He wants you to be able to look back and see who He is. And you're only going to see who He is if He's told you up front what's going to take place. And when you look at that, you go, there you go. That makes sense. And you're able to place yourself in a way amongst it. Now, when you go into chapter 12 and you read chapter 12 and then you recognize that right at the end, we have the following things. I'm going to read this last little bit here. Chapter 12, verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Sealed, in other words, no amount of intelligence is going to help you to get past something God has sealed. But it has been opened in our time because why? This is the time of the end, right? Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time the daily shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, 1290 days. Blessed he that waiteth and cometh to the 1335 days. So we're talking about 3.5 years of a time that's going to be terrible, right? But it says there, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The question is, how did the wise understand? They understood because they went and they read God's word. They spent time reading it and they spent time with the Holy Spirit. Not trying to dissect it to understand the historical, etc., but to internalize an intelligence that is beyond man's understanding. And we need to live by that. We need to live by the Holy Spirit guiding us, leading us, and prompting us. But how do you know the difference between the Holy Spirit and Satan? The only way you're going to know is because you know God's character. And you're only going to find God's character by reading all the pages of the Bible, and then you will see Him. You will see who He is. And you'll see how He protects and destroys the evil. And He uses evil to destroy evil, just by the way. Which is very comforting. But it means you really don't want to be one of the evil, right? So real intelligence is going back and saying, Lord, there will be people who will have superficial intelligence whereby they, for example, have intelligence in war. Right? We talk about, you know, the Central Intelligence Agency and things like that. You see all these different intelligences in terms of corporations and things like that, but it's so superficial. It scratches the surface and it's nowhere near close to being accurate. But people will do what people want to do because people don't recognize that there is something bigger and deeper. For you, you want to go back to the source. Because when you live by the source, when you live by how God works, things fall into place. They don't make sense to anybody else. Sometimes they don't even make sense to you. But when you look back, you go, man, that was amazing. I could never have seen that coming. And if you had to try and describe it, you would describe bits and pieces to try and knit something together that people would recognize when they look at what you're talking about. And that's exactly what Daniel chapter 11 does. When you look back, you'll totally see it. Well, guys, not sure what Holy Spirit's speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, then make your keywords in the second column and score yourself in the right. God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.